Next item on the agenda is Mark Serbo. Scribo.
Sherbo.
Sherbo. 08-0258.
I'll make this very brief. I'll have just a few bullets here. Mr. Mark Sherbo requests authorization to construct and backfill a 280 linear foot vinyl replacement bulkhead, align a maximum of 2 feet channelward of an existing failing bulkhead adjacent to his marina on the Crone River. Orientation, there's the Potomac River. The Travis Point is actually where the Cone, Glebe, Kings Cove Creek, and the Potomac all come together on that sandy spit, and that's where his marina is. There's where the Protestant's home is. He also has a two lots which are right adjacent to the marina, right in this location here, Mr. William Allen. This particular marina is approximately 6 miles north of the county seat in Heathsville. It has 17 covered slips and room for 9 uncovered wet slips. The bulkhead's going to be underneath the roof on the back side of this structure. It's an old timber bulkhead that dates back to the 50s. It's an old creosote affair. This is a drawing showing a benchmark drawing showing the location of it. There's the existing bulkheads 2 feet out. There's going to be the new one. Here's a concrete pad and wellhead. This is a benchmark. This is simply a freshwater well that Mr. Sherbo drilled a few years ago. There's a big issue with the neighbor next door. He didn't think it was there. I even went over there to talk to him, and there was no budging this guy. He questioned the presence of the wellhead. I saw it for myself. It's a great big thing. And here's another picture of the covered boathouse. Again, the wall's going to go right inside here. Here's a photograph. You can see this old wavy bulkhead. Now, what you'll notice if you look carefully is that the bulkhead also supports the roof. In order for him to pull out the bulkhead, as Vim suggests, you got to take the roof down. So all he wants to do is go 2 feet in front of that. Not going to change the building. Yes, sir.
Two feet to the left.
Yes, sir. Yeah, two okay. feet out. Yeah, he's out in.
Right.
Oh, sorry. 2 feet to the right. Sorry.
To the right.
Hit my right and my left. I got to write it on my shoes. So right there. Now here's this is on the far end of the. I mean, look at it. So, and he's got the whole building resting right on that. So he's got to do something about it. He's got a real problem. Mr. Allen is concerned that any additional construction, he opposes any additional construction at the marina. Anything that he believes will reduce the property value of his two lots adjacent to the marina, which is on the other side of that basin. No agency has any issues with it. There's no protest except for Mr. Allen, and with your permission, I'll go right to the summary and recommendation.
Permission granted.
Very good, sir. Thank you. While staff is sensitive to the issues raised by Mr. Allen, the construction of the new bulkhead is an obvious safety concern for those using the boat shed and the marina. The new bulkhead should reduce the potential for accidental discharge of sediment-laden materials into the Cone River from the failure of the bulkhead. Accordingly, after considering the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205, Subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with a royalty in the amount of $1,680 for the filling of 560 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $3 per square foot. Mr. Allen has indicated on two separate occasions that his health has made it impossible for him to appear. He is not here. However, I can barely see Mr. Sherbo in the crowd. If he'd like to talk, I have any questions?
Any questions, Jeff? Thank you, Mr. Madden. Mr. Sherbo, do you have any comments you'd like to make? Any? Or she covered it all?
I think he's covered it all.
did a great job of it too, didn't he?
Yes.
I thought so. Okay. Is anyone in the audience opposed to the project? Any questions of the commission? Matters before the commission.
Move to adopt the staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Sherbo.